This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From diehard Guardians fan, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline right here on Baskin and Phelps. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
It's only baseball. That's why you can't get all excited about just losing a baseball game, except if you lose three, you're done. So you have three games to win two. Where's your gut right now when it comes to the Guardians and the Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, nervous. It's great to be nervous. There's eight teams left, and I think you can make a legitimate argument for all eight teams winning this darn thing. I don't think you can always do that. For us, it's pretty simple. We've got to put rallies together. You know, we've got to string some hits together. And we only faced Montero once in the regular season. He did a number on us in a 1-0 game in early July. He pitched the other day out of the pen in game one. I mean, he's a guy that's got really, really good stuff. His problem has been the walks. And, you know, that'll be interesting. It's the first playoff game in Detroit in a decade. And so, you know, they're turning it over to a rookie. They're not going to ask him to get six innings, but as many as he can give them. And the question's going to be whether or not he's in the strike zone. And if he's in the strike zone, he's tough to hit. Like, his stuff's really good. But this is incumbent on us. It's, you know, short series. You don't have time to wait and have guys heat up. It's got to go.
Chris, what do you think about Alex Cobb going today? He's, been limited in his time. Hopefully his fingers. Jeff and I both said we think this is the right call to go with him today.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really have another direction. I just don't think that Gavin Williams is consistent enough. You're asking a guy who's throwing a little bit more than 15 innings all year long to keep you in a game. I would think that the goal is to get him through the Tigers lineup once, kind of see where he is from there. But you don't, once again, you don't have a lot of time to waste. Managers are criticized for keeping guys in either too long or not giving them enough rope at this time of year. And, you know, that's the biggest key here. I actually think that Steven Vogt has done a pretty good job through two games so far in that area. It's just now kind of up to the players to start delivering a bit more.
Chris, like, I can feel the pressure in your voice on this thing, and I kind of like the best of five. I mean, I know the best of seven might give you a better feel for who might truly be the better team, but do you like best of five here? Jeff and I have been...
I hate it, Chris.
I like it. Jeff hates it.
Yeah, but we've been doing this for years. This is nothing new. This is the hardest sport, I think, for the best team throughout the season to win.
Agreed. That's a great comment.
It just is. And I just think we have to accept it. It's also the sport where the best player doesn't always make the playoffs. I mean, we've waited 7 years to finally see Shohei in the playoffs. That usually doesn't happen in the NFL. It never happens in the NBA or the NHL for the most part. It's just what makes, I know that it feels like there's a little bit of randomness to it, and that's not always the best feeling because you really want to feel like the best team wins. But I think we just have to kind of accept it. And ever since they've put in the buys over the last couple of years, then it really has thrown kind of a different layer into it. In the National League, you've got the two best teams on the cusp of being eliminated today. And you've got the two teams that received the bye in the American League in 1-1 series going on the road now. So it's daunting. I still think that if you ask every major league team, they would rather have the bye than not have the bye. But it's something to overcome. That's a real thing.
Chris, through your work with baseball over the years and the Rose Rotation now, your great podcast, you get to talk to a lot of baseball folks. I wonder if they've ever addressed this. You know, during the season, it's 162 games, and it's consistency and doing it day after day and having the same approach and not freaking out about something that goes wrong maybe on a daily or even a weekly basis. you know, you stick with the program. Then you get to the playoffs. Can you keep that same mentality? Because that's what makes teams successful. Because if you freak out, if you panic, if guys try and change, is that good? Has that ever come up with guys?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, there's an extra off day built in the American League series this year because of television. So it's hard to kind of get ramped up for both, I think, the Yankees and the Guardians, because, right, they both receive, you know, 4 full days off before they're back in competition. For the Guardians, it was an extra day because they got rained out at the last day of the regular season. Then you play a game, then you're off, then you play a game, then you're off. That does not happen once the season starts. It just doesn't. Now, maybe you might get a rain out where you're playing one day, you have a scheduled off day the next, and then a rain out happens. You know, maybe that'll pop up once a year or something, but certainly not at the time where you're supposed to be peaking and you're most amped up to play a game. There's just no way around it. It's the way it is. So you just, I think guys learn to deal with it. And also, I do think one other thing, while we are all sitting here pushing the panic button, saying, how the heck are we going to win the next 2 games because we have to, because Scooble's waiting for us in game 5, that is not the way that players think. They just don't. I don't know why, because you would think they would, but they are just, they're focused on today, and we'll deal with today, and we're not like, they're not sitting there saying, we have got to win 3 and 4 in Detroit or we've got no shot. That's how we think. I know it's how we think, but not them.
All right, Chris, let me ask you. This is probably the easiest question I've ever asked you in the entire time that I've known you.
Great.
How do you fix the Browns? That's easy.
Excellent. Go ahead, Chris.
And if you could do it in less than 3 minutes, that'd be great, too.
Yeah, what I would do is kill your brakes for the next 28 hours. And I'm not even so sure we could do that. The answer is I don't know. I would have liked to have seen Jameis come in with a quarter to play last week. There's a reason I'm not poking around there, because I feel like I don't want to find out exactly what's going on. And there's a lot up in the air in terms of when you don't make the most significant move that you can make, the danger is losing a locker room, right? Guys realize when certain people aren't playing well. Is this all on Deshaun? We can all look at film. We can all scour social media and try and figure out which person who's breaking down film is telling us the right thing and this and that and the other thing. I'm fortunate. I get to work with people who actually did this for a living and were in the battle. And so I'm getting clips sent to me on a regular basis. And it's not overwhelmingly supportive of a $230 million player. It's just not. And I don't know if that fixes it immediately, because I do think that there are other significant shortcomings that many of us did not see in the preseason. But I would like to see somebody else at the helm at some point.
The offensive line, it's interesting.
Perfect.
The offensive line issues don't seem to be going away. So how do you overcome those, as other teams have done?
Yeah, and we did last year.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we understand you're going from one of the legendary offensive line coaches to, I don't know what Coach Dickerson, like, how good he is. I know he was in Seattle. I know there were a couple of guys who have developed in recent years up there. And I haven't been around the team enough to know exactly how, but when you're going from one of the best to somebody else, there's going to be a bit of a drop off there. Yeah, guys, it's all part of the problem. There's nothing worse than an offensive line that is either not talented or not playing well. I can give you an example. A week and a half, I'm going to be in London calling the Patriots-Jaguars game. So nice. I've been watching every New England Patriots game. It's brutal. Like, their offensive line, they've had 5 different starting offensive line combinations. and not one of them is close to being good. So every snap, our buddy Jacoby Brissett is running for his life. And I don't think it's that bad in Cleveland, but I think the combination of not great offensive line play and not outstanding decision-making by a quarterback has gotten it to the point where it looks horrific with those five guys up there.
All right, don't get too nervous today. Thank you for your assessments on both teams, and keep your fingers crossed all the way around. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Chris.
Not fingers crossed. I'm excited. I'm excited and nervous.
Yes.
Goodbye.
That's why you can cross your fingers. That helps. Takes the tension out of your head and out of
Absolutely.
Your chest and puts it in your fingers.
Yeah. Makes sense.
There you
all
go.
Right, boys.
Totally.
See you, bud. Chris Rose joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We've heard from Siciliano. We've heard from Rose. How about if we hear from Stefanski? Coach of the Browns coming up next.